Get ready to hear the truth about America. A new show that isn't allergic to the facts. The Bold Conservative. Now, here's your host, James Ledbetter.
So you know it's bad when even an alt-left crazy maniac criticizes Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and their motives for being involved in this crazy crap called the coronavirus, COVID-19. He literally criticized them and said what we're all thinking. Hang on to your mega hats. This is the Bold Conservative Show. As previously stated, Farrakhan accuses Fauci and Bill Gates of plotting to depopulate the earth with coronavirus vaccine.
Say to the African presidents,
yes, sir.
Do not take their medications.
Yes, sir.
I say to those of us in America, we need to call a meeting of our skilled virologists, epidemiologists, students of biology and chemistry, and we need to look at not only what they give us, we need to give ourselves something better. So my teacher told me, don't speak for some, speak for the whole. And now I'm speaking for Black America, for Hispanic America, for the Native American, and for those who are desirous of life. They're making money now, plotting to give 7,500,000,000 people a vaccination.
Yes,
Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates and Melinda, you want to depopulate the earth? What the hell gives you that right? Who are you to sit down with your billions and talk about who can live and who should die? That's why your world is coming to an end quickly, because you have sentenced billions to death, but God is now sentencing you to the death that you are sentencing to others.
And this is out of the Daily Caller. Another good one by Chuck Ross, investigative reporter. So basically, the Nation of Islam leader, Louis Farrakhan, trended on Twitter on Saturday after he accused Dr. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates of trying to depopulate the earth through the development of vaccines aimed at ending the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at Nation of Islam headquarters in Chicago, Farrakhan urged African leaders and his followers to avoid accepting vaccines and medications developed by Western scientists. Now keep in mind that Farrakhan is usually as alt-left as they come. And this is an alt-left ideology. So this is what Farrakhan said in the speech. He said this: I say to my brothers and sisters in Africa, if they come up with a vaccine, be careful. Don't let them vaccinate you with their history of treachery through vaccines, through medication. Farrakhan said during the speech, which he gives annually on the 4th of July. Do not take their vaccine or medication, the 87-year-old firebrand continued. Now, this is all in line with how conservatives feel about forced medication. As you recall, Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci are on a path to making vaccines mandatory, making this vaccine mandatory, saying if you don't take the medication, you don't work. You don't come out. You have to stay isolated in your house until you take this vaccine. Bill Gates, multi-billionaire, what is his, think about this for a minute, what is his stakes in this? Bill Gates, we know he's a part of the, what they call Illuminati. We know that he believes in the Georgia Guidestones, which says keep the population to a certain level. And if it's not, you have to kill off thousands and thousands of people until you reach that point. So what is his motivation for this? What is it his business how many people are on the planet? Think about this for a minute. The earth is not overpopulated. There are swaths and swaths of areas where there's not anybody living, where there's not any human beings that for miles and miles and miles. So we're not at that point yet. Yeah, you have like New York City, Los Angeles, overcrowded. That's because there's so many people living there. That has nothing to do with the population of the earth. So this year's speech drew particular attention after Fox Soul, a division of 21st Century Fox, came under fire for planning to stream the event online. Farrakhan has a history of making anti-Semitic remarks. We know that. And real conservatives hate anti-Semitism. But the thing is if Farrakhan, being who he is, an anti-Semite, a racist, a complete racist, stops for a minute and says what we're all thinking, then that is a strange event. So think about this. Farrakhan proposed convening a team of virologists and epidemiologists to inspect whatever vaccines are developed to deal with the coronavirus, which he should. This is the thing, folks. Do not believe everything they tell you. Do not blindly take medication not knowing what's in it and what it does. Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci running around together. I mean, think about that for a minute. We know Bill Gates is a conniving scoundrel. And we're starting to realize that Anthony Fauci is a scoundrel. And he's running around with a fellow scoundrel. Are you going to take this medication voluntarily? Hell no. So they're going to have to force you to take it. I tell you what, folks, they're going to have to hold me down and inject it into me, because I'm not going to sit there and just take something blindly. So here's the thing. Farrakhan also said what we all know. He confirmed it by saying, they're making money now, plotting to give 7,500,000,000 people a vaccination. Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and Melinda, you want to depopulate the earth? What the hell gave you that right? I agree, Mr. Farrakhan. And that's what I just said earlier. What gives Bill Gates the right to dictate how many people is allowed to live on this earth? So under other circumstances, I completely disagree with Farrakhan. I love Israel. I love the Jews. I love America. I love the West, and I love my freedom. All these things Farrakhan hates. But he took time to sit down and describe exactly what we're all thinking. That amazes me. So Farrakhan goes on to ask, who are you to sit down with your billion to talk about who can live and who should die? Farrakhan said. That's why your world is coming to an end quickly, because you have sentenced billions to death, but God is now sentencing you to the death that you are sentencing to others, he continued. I mean, it amazes me that Farrakhan has all his ducks in a row when it comes to this. Don't take that voluntarily, folks. You don't know what it is. I don't even take flu shots. I mean, think about what you're doing. You're trusting a stranger to inject something into your veins, into your body. And you don't know if they might have accidentally picked up the wrong vial. I mean, think about that, folks. You really need to think about this, because they're really trying to push this on people. And this is the thing. This is something that blows my mind. How many hospitals are as full as they say that they were going to be? Every video that has come up that was sent to me shows empty hospital beds everywhere, all over the country. Where are these sick people being housed? Where are they? Why don't you hear from them? Why don't you see them? You see what I'm saying? Keep that in mind. So Fauci, as you recall, on March 23rd, Fauci testified before Congress, saying that he is hopeful that a vaccine will be developed by the end of the year. Dr. Peter Hotez, a vaccine scientist at Baylor University, commented on Farrakhan's diatribe, noting that anti-vaccine demonstrations are being held in Texas on Saturday. So this is what Peter Hotez said. Is this anti-science Saturday? See, that's the first thing they go at. They call us anti-science. If you don't believe me and you don't trust me, then you're anti-science, is basically what Professor Peter Hotez is saying. So significant anti-vaccine, anti-science demonstrations in Texas and elsewhere were happening on Saturday, he finished. Hotez is working on a vaccine for coronavirus, has for years battled anti-vaccine activists who claim that vaccines are linked to autism in children. And studies show that that is a fact. Studies show, study after study after study, all these medications that they give children that can't sit still, that they give them vaccines and they pump them full of drugs. I am an anti-vaxxer because I do not trust the government. Here the left is. The left is saying they're defund the police. They don't trust the government. And then in the next sentence, they're trying to say that they trust the government to pump something in their veins and they don't even know what it is. But we trust science. Okay, do you trust man to be infallible? I don't. Every man makes mistakes. Every man is imperfect. What if they were to accidentally grab a vial of AIDS-infested blood and pumped it into your body? You're going to die. You're going to die because they have no vaccine for AIDS. So think about this as you go through your day today. think long and hard about this vaccine that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci is going to try to force on you, make it mandatory to take. I ain't taking it, folks. I'm just not doing it. Well, this has been the Bold Conservative. I thank you all for listening. Each one of you have a great and wonderful day.